It was the mashed potatoes that did it. The damned holiday mashed potatoes, made with nearly a pound of butter and cream cheese and onions and pepper and salt and the occasional potato, that ruined Natalie Neller's announcement. 3 years in the making. And worse, she had been the one to make the potatoes, so really, it was her own fault. Usually, the family didn't get together for Thanksgiving. Christmas was their big holiday. Ever since her dad retired and traded the house they grew up in for a condo with a parking space big enough for an RV, he'd spent more time exploring the great American roadways than not. But he would always be back in Santa Barbara for Christmas. And Natalie and her sister would joyfully make the drive up from Los Angeles to gleefully welcome him home, and dutifully receive the gifts he'd picked up in his travels. Never mind that Natalie was not in need of any more turquoise jewelry, or tumbled rocks taken straight out of Carlsbad Caverns. Her dad had given her a rock tumbler when she was 9, and she'd loved it. But sometimes it seemed like she was stuck at that age, as that person in his mind. But this year, Natalie begged her father to be back by Thanksgiving. He had to be. Timing was everything.
"I don't know, kiddo."
Her father had hemmed on the phone. She could hear the radio playing in the background.
"Listening to 104.3 KBEQ Kansas City. Stay tuned for Blake Shelton, Faith Hill, and Dierks Bentley."
Kathy really wanted to go to Branson this trip, see the sights.
Natalie had to bite her tongue to keep her annoyance at her stepmother's love of anything country in check. "Please," she'd said on the phone, "I'll even host." Considering the postage stamp size of the two-bedroom house she and David had just spent their life savings on, this was a card she'd hoped she wouldn't have to play. But she had to pull out all the stops against Branson and Kathy.
"Well,
Dad, it's important."
"Important how?" her father had asked, suspicious. "Is everything okay?"
It took everything in her to not blurt it out over the phone. But again, timing was crucial. So instead, she just said, "Everything's great, Dad. I'd just really love to see you and show off the house." She'd heard him sigh on the other end of the line.
"Okay, I'll talk to Kath about it, but count us in."
Natalie had smiled and mentally fist-pumped as she said her goodbyes to her dad. Then cold realization settled over her. She was going to have to host Thanksgiving dinner. At the age of 33, she'd never hosted a holiday meal. Their place had always been too small. They always had friends or family to go to. One way or another, it was something they'd always managed to avoid. Now she had invited it on herself. But there was nothing to be done about it. She needed to have her family there on Thanksgiving. Because on Thanksgiving, she would be 13 weeks and one day pregnant. 13 weeks was the cutoff point, ending the queasiness and worry of the first trimester, and the beginning of the supposedly smooth-sailing second. But more importantly, it was the point at which it was universally agreed that it was safe to tell people. The chances of something going catastrophically wrong plummet, and you can tentatively share your good news, either quietly, in hushed tones over brunch with girlfriends, or by the trumpet blast of posting a sonogram pic on your Facebook wall. Or, if you were like Natalie, you could announce it in the Thanksgiving toast you'd had composed for 3 years. Your family gathered around, your father sniffling away tears at the thought of his first grandchild. So, for the next 10 days, while her father took a meandering route back to California from the Midwest, and her husband David watched with silent bewilderment, Natalie wrote lists, scoured Pinterest, and laid out a rational, detailed, and perfect plan for their very first Thanksgiving. Number one on the list was they had to get an actual dining room table.
"What's wrong with our current table?" David asked, as Natalie dragged him through IKEA.
"The bistro table can go on the deck, where it's supposed to," she finished mentally. The little metal table was whimsical in their old tiny apartment.